WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always ABC streaming on the Civic
I'm
Media
Brian
app.
Clark. Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida said he'll be relentless in his bid to oust Kevin McCarthy from his role as Speaker of the House.
If at this time next week Kevin McCarthy is still Speaker of the House, it will because the Democrats bailed him out and he can be their Speaker, not mine.
He was on ABC's This Week the day after McCarthy used Democratic support to pass a short-term government funding agreement after there was no support from Gaetz and hard-right Republicans. This averted a government shutdown. Today, the pandemic pause on student loan payments comes to an end. That puts about 28 million student loan borrowers back on the hook for payments. In Spain, at least 13 people were killed in a nightclub fire in the southeastern city of Murcia. And in Italy, Europe beat the U.S. to win the Ryder Cup golf competition. The U.S. has not won the biannual competition on European soil since 1993. Brian Clark, ABC News. Our partners at ESPN report Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is expected to be active for today's game for the first time in the regular season since he suffered cardiac arrest during a game in January. More than 6 months after entering hospice care, former President Jimmy Carter, the longest-lived president in American history, turns 99 today.
Jimmy Carter's grandson Jason says the now 99-year-old former president loves his family first, but devoted his life to public service.
There's this legacy that comes from the presidency. There's this legacy that comes from the governor's office. That's a legacy of human rights and civil rights and environmental protection and peacemaking.
Former President Jimmy Carter surviving to see his grandchildren at home this birthday, nearly a year after entering hospice care. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Archdiocese of Baltimore filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Is today a Maryland statute that ends the statute of limitations for lawsuits and child sex abuse cases comes to an end. Brian Clark, ABC News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new federal jobs program aims to mobilize tens of thousands of young Americans to address the growing threats of climate change. Catherine Carley has more.
The American Climate Corps is modeled after public works programs created during the Great Depression, with a new focus on building green energy and climate resilience. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts calls it ambitious, just, and pro-union.
The tens of thousands of American Climate Corps members will not just help us save the world from climate threats, they will help us build a world worth saving.
President Biden created the program through an executive order after the effort was thwarted by Republicans in Congress who questioned its cost. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York says the program is an important part of the Green New Deal, a legislative proposal backed by climate activists.
We are starting to turn the green dream into a green reality. You all are changing the world.
Ocasio-Cortez says the American Climate Corps will focus on equity and environmental justice, prioritizing communities that have been disproportionately affected by climate change. Lawmakers credited young environmental activists for pressuring the White House to create the jobs training program. They're now circulating a petition calling on the president to declare climate change a national emergency. And five states have also announced the creation of their own climate corps, bringing the total number of state-level programs to 10. American Climate Corps members can sign up online for paid training opportunities in land and water restoration, energy efficiency technologies, and more. I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running.
What is up, Wisconsin? And you're listening to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK. Joel Clayfish co-hosting the show with my good friend Danielle Fairman.
Oh, you're co-hosting?
I had to pop off my headphones because I was getting some feedback going on there. Anya in the studio.
Hey, great job, by the way. Over there. Thank you.
Anastasia filling in for the show just ahead of us. She did a great job. That was fantastic. I enjoyed listening to that. You were really good.
You did? Thank you. Yeah, I definitely did.
That was good stuff. Man, I have to tell you, I have had the wackiest week ever. Got back from New York on Monday.
Yeah, a short weekend trip.
A weekend trip to the Adirondacks in New York, hunting the molt migration with the Fowl Life, Chad Belding and a bunch of folks up there, Nick McNamara at Basswood Lodge. Absolutely fantastic, unbelievable. Slam the geese. I mean, come out of the blind with our stomachs absolutely sore from laughing.
You know, that's the best kind.
That is the best. That is just the greatest. Mm-hmm. Had a fantastic week at the legislature. I'm just going to put this out there just because I'm so excited about it. Had a bill that's going to help people in wheelchairs get their wheelchairs fixed. Passed the Senate committee. It was in 5-0. So we've got legislators doing the right thing. That made my day. Good. Had an awesome time doing that. Hunted geese this morning with Kyle and Mike. Ooh. And Mike shot a double-banded goose with a GPS neck collar last week on a hunt. I wasn't on that hunt. It just absolutely kills me.
I could definitely go for that right now. You know, we both brought our calls in.
We did bring our calls in.
We're those people.
That's right, baby. Call them in from wherever they are. I've become
inside
so...
Inside the studio. We got them. Shoot them.
I thought that since I hunted for as long as I have now, that I would start thinking, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. would start getting old. I am more excited about goose hunting and waterfowl hunting than I ever have been.
Good.
It's...
Once you start getting tired of it, that's when you need to start worrying.
I'm absolutely obsessed. And I have this thing now, like bands. To me, like bands are a trophy, yes, but they're literally an artifact. They're literally a historical artifact. I shot a band this year, and it was from a goose that was older than 10 years old.
No way. How do I not know this story yet?
Well, because I'm just telling you on the air, Danielle. Just got back, forgot. Understand the craziness of our lives. I mean, we're running all over the place. And I have to tell you, and I'm going to tell you the name Kathy Armstrong, because this woman is an absolute hero. You know the A-Team, the disability network that I work with?
Mm-hmm.
We started the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. Robin Kennedy from the Kennedy Clown, our 5 loyal listeners from Oconomowoc. She and I conceived of the A-Team Adventure Series. We take folks with disabilities, get them into the outdoors, have them participate in the outdoors. And it has been just fantastic. It has blown up. Just drove straight here from Crystal Lake Park in Beaver Dam, where we did an outdoor adventure series about cooking. We made those, remember those little tinfoil things where you'd put the meat and the vegetables in? We made pizza pudgy pies with venison. Ooh. With, oh my gosh, with ground venison. It was so delicious. Awesome. Everybody had a great time. It was so delicious. I, of course, ate more than I should. But watching people get into the outdoors and do something they've never done is so exciting to me.
It's so rewarding.
I cannot contain myself.
Good.
It was so much fun. Had such a great time. Opening of the duck season is Saturday.
Northern opener was last weekend. Super dry up north.
Did you go up there?
I went up there, yes, but I didn't shoot anything. I didn't see a darn thing. Well, I saw, but they never came towards me. Well, and plus, I only got to hunt for one day because I worked almost 65 hours last week. So,
ooh, jeez. Yeah. You're never going to be on your deathbed and say, I wish I would have worked
well,
more.
See, construction, I have off 3 months out of the year. So
that's true. And you do have off during the time that you can hunt.
Yep.
So
I'll put it in now because it's okay. Hot and nasty and I hate hot weather. It's fine.
If you're joining us tonight and if you're new listeners out there, because you're going to be listening to the single hottest football high school player in the state. He is absolutely on fire right now. Mm-hmm. His numbers are out of control. Second time high school player of the week in the entire state. He's going to be on the show. Civic Media does a lot with high school football around the state. Not mm-hmm. only do we have the number one team, although I'm going to argue Kettle Moraine's the number one team, but they're in different divisions. Sussex Hamilton's the number one team right now. Tyler Hatcher, this kid is on fire. You're going to have to hear from him personally. We have an exclusive here on WAUK 540 AM, Raised in Wisco. He's in the studio with us. He's going to be joining us at 7:30. But in the meantime, I'm going to break ranks, Anya.
What?
Now, is that a new nickname or is that something?
No, that's an old nickname. It. Yeah.
I like it. And you, and
me too.
I heard you say you were Polish.
I more did that. So the song I played before is the only song I've ever heard that has my nickname in it.
Ah.
It's Hollywood by Marina and the Diamonds. And she says she is a Polish girl in America. Tall, tan, hot, blonde called Anya.
Look,
almost 90% of that doesn't apply, but it's my name.
Well,
so
you know what?
It's all you, Anya.
I'm going to say
Anastasia.
Good Anya.
I get that one a lot.
Good Anya.
Oh, man.
Good Anya. You get it?
I did it. Yeah. It's better than what I used to get, which is people thought my nickname was Onion. So.
Onion?
Yeah, I got that
one
a lot.
Well, you could just say I have so many layers.
Well, good one, good one.
Thank you. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
In order to know what I'm like, you have to get past my appeal. I don't know. That's an Onion joke too, isn't it? They're both dad jokes. That's all I know. Hey, I'm so excited about talking to Tyler Hatcher and what has gotten to him to this point. But I'm going to break rank right now. How much time we have left before the break? We got a few minutes left yet?
Yeah, you've got like 6.5 minutes.
Perfect.
Yes.
I'm going to break. This show is so jam-packed. I'm bringing in the guests right off the bat.
I'm super
excited.
Jessica
Ann.
Well, what? What? Why did you stop?
Jessica Ann and I hunted together on opening of goose season this year. Jessica Ann, mega superstar of the wild rice race.
Wild rice.
Jessica Ann's here. What is happening? We hunted together on opening day goose season. It was a barn burner, barrel burner. What did we have? Like a 12-man limit?
12-man limit.
11 man limit.
Man
it was awesome.
It was amazing.
What is up with you? What are you doing?
I kept
doing
watching
right now?
Those Snapchats while I was at work. I was so like happy
in the
and
moment.
Sad and happy and angry. Like, oh, I should be there.
Well,
but I wasn't.
One of the coolest things, I mean, I'm on a show on the Outdoor Channel. You're on a show on the Outdoor Channel. So we kind of have that solidarity in mind. And for people like us who do the outdoors because we love it, but then we also do it as part of our careers. This is the time in the state of Wisconsin to be out there and just enjoying it. And frankly, you know, you got to make hay when the sun shines too, and the sun is shining. So what have you been up to?
So this season, we really kicked it off. Obviously, opening day, I was hunting with you, Joel, and we were pretty busy. I started, as you guys know, for those who, this is their first time listening in, I've been on the show a few times, but my show and what I do is actually I get kids involved in the outdoors. So I kicked off this season with our youth waterfall event, and so that was really fun. One of our newer sponsors. sponsors, McMiller Sports Center. We hope.